turn on the fan.
Shall I turn on the fan? Huh?
Is it necessary to turn on the fan?
If you like, I don't mind. I don't. Now, yesterday Visuddhananda told, no, this about these two rules I guess. Did they learn by heart the next rule? You can ask. Did you learn by heart? Next rule? Sekya? Next Sekya? Smart one.
Right.
You tell first.
Okay, tachaku. Okay, tachaku. Antara gale kami samiti sika karniya. Next one is okay. Chataku, okay, chataku. Antara kare si ni samiti, ni siti samiti, sika karane.
Ni siti samiti. Very good. Nisidana, Nisidisani. Correct? Huh? Why? Look at that. Why?
Chatu is I.
Okita chatuka. He told Okita chatuka.
Okita
chataku. Okita chataku. Okita chataku. Correct? Okita chataku. Correct? So, okay, you tell.
Okita
chataku. Okay. Then?
Antanikari.
Huh?
Antanikari.
Okay.
Kami samiti sika karaniya.
Then? Okay, you right. Smartphone. Correct. No, no, you correct. Check it. Okita, Chaku. Chaku means? What did you mean with Chaku? Chaku means? What did you mean? Chaku. We have Deepa Chaku, Divine Eye. This is Mansa Chaku. Mansa. Physical. Fresh eye.
Fresh
eye. Deepa Chaku, Divine Eye. Buddha Chaku. Buddha.
Buddha Chaku.
They said Dhamma Chaku.
Dhamma Chaku.
Dhamma Chaku. Many chakras.
Okay.
Here, physical eye. Physical eye.
Oh,
this is big
eye. Oh, big eye.
Samanya eye. Samanya eye. Okay, chakra. Okita means? Okita means? Down.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Going to the village? Go down. No. Looking beautiful shops. As a beautiful car, don't look, no? Okay, that's all. All right, yeah. Tomorrow, next 2 seconds. You have learned next? Okay, you tell.
Na okita kaya andragaya gana samiti kaya. Na okita kaya andragaya disini sami.
Can you write? correct? Tomorrow you learn, no? You learn tomorrow, now Kitaka you learn by heart. No smart one. Tomorrow no smart one.
Missing.
Ah, this one?
Ah, yes.
Ah, right. Yeah, never mind. Just I want to show the grammar anyway. Okay. Very good. So, all right. Now we go to the Vinaya notes. That is table. 73, no?
Yeah.
We've done this, no?
Yes.
73. Come on, what is 4 factors for correct vinegar?
Yeah.
Then you will go to. Then you know that we go to table 74. Water is flowing.
It's
labile.
Yes.
It's not leaking.
It's not leaking. It's leaking. You can see now. This much water you can even. It's visible.
So then, what did he read? What? 74?
The table 74, yes.
Finish?
Yes.
Okay. Therefore now the vinayakamas would can be conducted only by 4 months. Minimum 4 months. Okay? Minimum 4 months are needed. That is a manata, obosata, parivasa, and sima appointment, or setting a sima. And then we can tell, we have already that, no? You can tell all the, that the vinaya karmas can be contained, the minimum. This is the minimum amount. Okay? So then, now Upasambada, except in India, the middle country of India, so in all other countries, 5 monks needed at minimum, at least 5 monks.
他说，然后那个在当上这个干嘛？除了在那个佛寺中国地区之外，啊，那个其他在其他地方，那个就是那个都需要至少5个比丘。
Therefore, if you want to get Upasambada, or to keep Upasambada, to other monks in Buddhagaya, so somehow in Kusinara, or Savati, Rajaga. If you want to give Vasamanda there, you have to have 10 monks, Vasamanda monks. So then, in order to conduct Vasamanda there. Otherwise, it is invalid. So nowadays, of course, many monks who give this upasambhata, this kind of symbolic upasambhata ceremonies, not even three monks are there. They give symbolic upasambhata, Buddha Gaya. They are not fine. Now, you see some Bangladesh monks, they just care and so forth. Only the upachaya is there. He acts upachaya, he comes, he acts as Kamavachacharya. So then, and they have borrowed balls, borrowed ropes.
然后他们就给云人那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种像那种 所以在印度已经看到很多假的。
印度。Norial Samanya的 Norial Upasambada。
所以他们那个上人啊，圣人和比丘圣人都是虚假。
Some monks, because they don't find ropes, they take this kind of Buddhist flax. Buddhist flax. And they wear as ropes. Because there are many Buddhist flags in Buddha Gaya, no? Many people, especially Sri Lankans, they bring these Buddhist flags to hang on ropes like that. These monks, they can take down everything as well, and they stitch together and make ropes. They look like someone who came from a carnival.
然后不说这个，他说这些人看起来就像嘉年华来的，
啊，
就这些人看起来像嘉年华来的。
So then, there were now 10 monks are needed, Upasambada monks and in Madhyama Desa, this means in India, little cut.
他说如果要在那个富士中国地区打算的话，要那个要十个礼服。
Why this time? Yeah, we know sometimes two times is repeated.
What?
This Upasambada in outside. Alright, okay. Alright, no, okay. Now for Abana. Abana means for monks who have observed Parivasa Manata, finish their Sangatisesa offense. So Abana, for Abana, 20 months. That is the minimum 20. You can take more, just to be on the safe. They say because sometimes they may be parajikas. So then, okay, now the rest we have already done. This Sattata Sagara. We have gone through it, finish it. So, we'll go before table 81 about Vasavasa, about rainy season. Okay, who is reading? Vijayananda.
So that means he has to start from here, no?
Is it necessary for him to read a table 81?
Okay, just stop, no, because there are many points here. So then we're going to renew later. Now here it says Vasa is a period of intensive meditation, you know, play. Of course now the reason why the Buddha put the Vasava, the rains retreat, was not for intensive meditation. It was because people would blame, no? Blame why the monks were traveling. So then, therefore it is a period of continuous residence for 3 months in one place. I tell like that. Continuous residence. So then, whether you meditate or not, it's no dukkata.
Okay. 然后呢，然后这个地方呢，就是说这个原句是他意思是认识你，在女婿这连续三个月，然后住在同一个寺院里边，然后至于说你的这寺院到底禅修还是不禅修，这是无关的，就是即使你不禅修，你也不会犯漏罪。
So then, you also translate like that?
Yes.
What to do? You know? You are okay. So then, now for the rainy season, after you become Upasambada in June, then approximately 1 month later, you have to observe the Vasa, the rainy season. So then,
In the middle of June, you mean?
Yes, in middle of June, something.
But here it says middle of July.
No, middle of July, yes. In June, they get Upasambada, no?
Uh-huh.
After 1 month, uh-huh. almost 1 month, they get rain season. Middle of July, sir.
Okay.
So then, now if you observe the first rainy season in July, then you can get Katina benefits, Katina privileges. You are entitled. Entitled means you have the right. You have the right to get Katina
privileges.
So then, but if you observe on the mid of August, that means in the second rainy season, then you lose your right to get Katina privileges.
然后，但是你如果等到八月中旬，然后再入后援去的话，然后在元旦结束的时候，你就不能得到那个功能一头钱。
So then, if we yet is not saying how to undertake the rainy season, doesn't say there is a sentence. I mean, it's a formula. Imante masan yamasuna premisu. It doesn't say. In this Vinaya notes, you do not write it down. No, where it's stated.
It's in the end. Let me check.
Formulas.
Yes, formulas. Yes.
Abasa, yes.
Okay,
you can tell them to go there.
然后那个就是关于那个就是入语言句的时候，然后比如说念一个作诗文，然后这个作诗文大家可以看那个介绍，大概第111页。
Sudananda, you can read. Did you find? Vasan. Okay, now here, that is on the full moon day of the middle of July, there will be Uposatha day. Then on the following day, after the Uposatha, monks have again to come to gather together in the sima. Sometimes in the afternoon, maybe here and now, and maybe some 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. So they all monks have to come together in the sima, and they have to recite. To recite, to make a kind of determination that they are going to spend the rainy season here. By telling this formula.
然后他说那个七月中旬那个月圆日是后半三日，然后那个七月中旬那个月圆日是后半这一天的，然后那个他在龙城一般日是后后面这一天的下午两点钟，然后那个所有笔会必须那个必须聚集到上面，上面三方应该有个聚集，然后聚集到那个集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集集
after the rainy season finishes, after 3 months, so then they have to make pavarana. Instead of Uposatha day, October full moon, October full moon, Uposatha day, instead of making Uposatha, they have to make pavarana, means to invite other monks to tell oneself about one's own wrong things, if one has done something wrong. To invite other monks to admonish him, to tell him. That is a pavarana. So then, and then you can tell what is the sentence. Did you translate any?
Yes, in Chinese. So he can read in Chinese or in Pali.
Okay, very good. You can now you can tell in Pali.
In Pali. 然后那个，非常就是张张张张张一念那个原句结束的字词文，把那个巴里语念。
Yeah? Pavareti?
Yes.
Pavaremi?
Huh?
Pavaremi?
Oh, yes, Pavaremi. The English version is wrong, maybe. Let me see.
No, it says Pavaremi.
Let me see.
I have it here like Pavaremi.
这个我当时也是，他是我这我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我在我
says we have to, that day you have to learn this by heart. You can't carry your smartphone inside the sima. You can't carry any notes. On the Pavarna day,
there you can notes.
It is better not to have notes. We have to learn this by heart.
Okay.
Samangri try to.
然后江城这个字字做事文人那天应该记在脑袋里边，然后不应该使用那个现在笔记或者 Perse 手机。
是一个个上去念啊？
不是一个个，是一组一组，就是你和他一个晚上，对，你和他一个晚上。
So then, okay, now if on the Pavarnadi, a sick bhikkhu can't come, for example, if you are sick, can't come, so then you have to give your Pavarna to another man. Okay? So that is on the previous page, I think it says, Pavarna dami, Pavarna mihara, mamataya pavare.
No, okay.
You seek Bhikkhu.
Second.
Vishuddhinanda now he brings to the. You tell Vishuddhinanda. Now Vishuddhinanda no seek.
Okay.
He goes to the Bhavarana. And he has to tell the Sangha. You, Vishuddhinanda, you tell, what you tell to the Sangha? Ayasma bande punya ratano.
Ayasma bande punyam dayano.
Gilano.
Gilano sangam. Pavareti.
Pavareti.
Pavareti. Jitena. Va. Sutena. Va. Pari. Sankhaya vatandu dham ayasmanto ankambam ubadhaya Asan to Padikari Sadhu.
Padikari Sadhu. Okay, now we have to.
然后那个就是当然，说就是第一句话，那个就是那个普贤上人念一句话，就是那个病比库应该念的。然后那个第二段话就是给病比库带自私那个人，然后第四条念的。
带自私的对象，就说我找到你了，你一定要带，还是你可以拒绝的？这太长了。
So he's telling that is it allowable for the other people to reject this pavarna because the formula is too long, he said. To reject to bring the pavarna for that people because the formula is too long.
Because the formula is too long.
Yes.
Maybe his patience is too short. That's why.
Okay.
He doesn't want to apply.
他说的是那不是因为自身善良，而是因为你太没有耐心了。
我这句话一定要是带着人到僧团前面去读，还是坐在位置上面读啊？
So he asked, so he wants to ask this. I asked my bandit, so this is the monkey asked, sit and to tell the formula, and or he has to stand in front of Sangha and tell.
I'm standing here squatting. Squatting.
Squatting in front of the sangha. He has to squat in front of the sangha, or?
He has to squat. Now, for example, now the time he has to tell this is when. For example, they tell according to seniority, no? So now this bhikkhu, if he is now Vishuddhananda, if he is more senior, Punyaratana, he has to tell first of the sangha, I pavarem, I make the bhava.
Okay.
And after, because now Punyaratana is next to Vishuddhananda, no? He has to tell that moment that this, when Punyaratana, he did not come, but he has given his pavarana. That's called, this is the meaning actually in Pali, you can tell in Pali. That he is sick, he did not come. And he is told the Sangha that Punyaratana wants to make power into the Sangha. So then it said to be done squatting, no?
Is it allowed to reject the bring this power?
You can't reject power, no? It's called power. It's just to invitation. Invitation is what whether you want to invite or not is up to you. But every monk has to make bhavarana. That is a must.
No. To reject bhavarana, but to reject bring this bhavarana. For example, a sick monk ask you to bring bhavarana for him. And is it allowed for you to reject? This is the question.
You can't reject because it's a duty, no? Because it is we have to help the sick monk. Another case now, what the sick monk is, does, it is not long. Pavarna dami, pavarna mihara, mamataya pavare. Free, send it. It's not long. What is the problem? It's not a problem there. After he has to inform, of course, it is that sentence will be longer. To inform is longer, but how long is it? Everybody has to tell this nankisi. This everybody has to tell instead. You tell for yourself and tell for another man. That is an extra thing.
然后他说不可以拒绝，因为包住病比护士隐身，你身体的义务，而且就并没护士资质也不是很长。然后其实后面这个带的时候，那个是外传的，但是其实也不是很长，因为他那后面上面带那段长，可以看你自己念那个资质上其实差不了太多。然后另一个，他的身体是longer，not，that is，doesn't count，it is actually，that is a certain duties monk have。所以他说那个，他说那个，其实不管这个资质长不长，你都。
Actually, if you tell this in Chinese, very short. You can tell it. If you tell in Chinese, very short.
So you can tell this in Chinese, you mean?
No, I mean, if.
Okay.
If you tell in Chinese, very short.
Yes.
So then.
然后他这段话其实用中文念的话非常短。这个。
这个字字，你漏念了单词或者念了不对了，这个算是成立的字词还是不算成立的？就是这样过去了。因为你这么长这么多人看着你，你在那里念的话，你就算是拿个手机，拿张纸头写着念，我都觉得有点困难。如果念错了、念跳了，这算它字词是带成功了还是不成功？
So he's asking that while he's bringing this pavarana of a sick people to the sangha, and his pronunciation of the formula is wrong, or about the reading the formula, he missed some words. In that case, is the pavarana of this sick people valid or not? Because he says for him the pronunciation is very difficult. So it's very.
So then, Adavans are there to correct him, no? Adavans are there correct. Now, for example, the senior monks, if other junior monks, they mispronounce something, they correct him. They tell like that. Therefore, now it is not just because you make a mistake and all monks are silent, they don't keep tell you anything. They have to tell you. If you take the five precepts, the 10 precepts, dasa sila. If you make mistakes, the senior monk has to correct you. Prana dipata verma. Prana primatam rumani. Rumani, no rumani. The teacher tells vermani. He has to correct you. The same way also, if you make a mistake, the senior monk has to correct you. You have to learn. So then, okay. Now even here, if we invite Sangam Bande Bavaremi, we have to tell it three times. Okay? Tutyambi Bande Sangam Bavaremi. Tatyambi Bande Sangam Bavaremi. Three times. So then the same way now this the monk who informs one another bhikkhu, he has to tell it three times. Ayaspa Bande Punyaratano Gilano Sangam Bavaredi. Tutyambi, Tatyambi.
然后他说这个自私自责文，那个就是不管你自责，那个不管是你自己一个自私文，还是说你个其他人带自私，然后这个这个这个这个自私文，对吧？就都必须要念三遍，然后你念的第一遍之后，然后后面还有那个读第二遍、第二遍。这个因为你也讲，因为就是，但对，对，Padimokkha
is not recited on the Bavarana day. Padimokkha is not recited. Therefore, monks might finish within half an hour, they can finish it. Well, now, for the Padimokkha recitation, it might take 1 hour. 1 hour, the whole procedure to finish. For Bavarana, it might take half an hour. Okay. Now we'll go back to the Vasa Vasa, no? So therefore now
So
now here, during the rainy season, after we undertake to stay in one place for 3 months, for some urgent reason, if one has to travel, so then he is allowed to travel to be absent from the monastery for 7 days. Okay, for urgent reasons.
然后那个在比库在语言期间，如果有紧急原因需要外出的话，然后他连续外出最多可以，那个最多可以7日。
So then, before leaving the monastery, one should make they call determination. One should call that I will go and return within 7 days.
No. 然后那个在那然后那个就比如在语言期间，如果就在那个在比如在语言期间，如果想离开四院的话，必须在一个四院在一个四院之间做一个决议，决议我要在7日之内回到四院。
So not to do it, so is Dukkata. I could not find any Dukkata in commentary sub commentary over that even Vinayapaya does not tell him about Dukkata.
然后这个戒律挑战这个地方有个问题，就是说那个比库必须决议，如果不决议犯恶错，就否则犯恶错这个地方，这个否则犯恶错是没有依据的，就是说并没有那个不管是律藏还是著述里边都没有说就是不决议犯恶
错。The commentary does not use the word aditana, it uses only aboga. Aboga means make a decision.
A decision.
To retain within 7 days.
然后他说，然后这个地方决议呢？然后那个著述里边并没有用"决议"这个词，他用的是"决定"而已。
Okay, now, but the thing is that the rainy season does not break whether you make a determination or not. It breaks if you come late. You come after 7 days. Right.
然后那个即使就这个地方不管你决议不决议，你的原籍都不会破。他说你就是你破原籍只是因为就是那个你那个七天之内没有回来，然后在这种情况下才犯破原籍。
Now the days are counted according to the dawn time、
okay.
from dawn to dawn. So you can count also in the calendar 1, 2, 3, 4, 7.
Okay.
So then how many days you have been? But the time of a day starts from the first dawn. That day, we have like 7 days medicine. The same way, we have learned how to count 7 days to keep the medicines, and 10 days how to keep the robes. According to this calculation, you have also do the same with these 7 days here.
然后这个地方七日是根据七个名相来计算，然后这七个名相算法就我们之前学那个七日要，那个七日要最多储存七日那个七日算法是一样的，包括我们之前学的那个尼萨西亚巴西亚第一条，就是储藏多余一不能超过十日，那个算法也是一样的。
So now some teachers they will tell no you have to come 6 days, otherwise your rainy season is broken. But anyway.I don't know how they come to this conclusion. There is nothing to support this kind of opinion.
然后有些教师老师说，你必须在六日回来。如果六日之内不能回来，那语言学会破。然后这个这种这种观点也在律藏里边是没有依据的。所以，这可以是一个建议，是一个建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，建议，
better to come on the sixth day, so then to be on the safe. So and because of this advice, some monks they take it that maybe if you don't come on the sixth day, your rainy season is broken. They go to that extreme.
然后他说这个其实这个六日六日六日不归那个就是六日六日这个可能只是一个建议就比方说你的第七日如果你六日不归你第七日可能误了七十二误了飞机然后所以说所以说为了保险起见是要在六日六日之内回来但是也不要走这个极端说就是六日之内不回来就已经去火了 So then
if one goes for village Vindapata and one knows that one is coming again back no on the same day one does not need to make any determinations
然后那个就是那个比方说比方说你自己身上你托钵然后你自己身上你托钵真的当天就会回来然后你也不叫特意做个决议就是我就自身托钵当天要回来
One can come and go this, but if one visits a monastery, for example, if you go from here to Veokande, then to visit, no, to see a monk there, you can't return. You have to spend the night there. This is what it says.
Yes.
There is no any reference in the Pali text like that. Okay?
Okay. 他必须在所学寺庙皈依，他说这句话在巴黎三藏也是没有依据的。他说如果这句话是那个这句话是对的话，就比方说你从龙生音那个去向别处院，那你那一晚就一定要在别处院皈依。这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这
faithful translator, no?
Honest.
Honest.
可以不注意，直接回来。他听得讲，听得讲。
What?
So he's asking. So is it allowable to not to stay in that monastery for the night?
There is no any restriction like that. You see, now this restriction is actually, if you, there is some other occasions where the Buddha tells, if one wants, for example, to stay in that monastery, not to return into one place, thinking, oh, this monastery is good for me, I'm not returning back, then that is why your rainy season might break. If you don't return within 7 days, and you fall into another dukkha offense, because you have promised not to stay in the monastery A, now you go to monastery B, and you decide, oh, this monastery is more beautiful than my monastery, I will stay there. Then if you stay more than 7 days, you break the rainy season. And on top of that, you fall into another extra dukkha, because you have given the promise to stay in the monastery A, no? You are told to other monks, I will stay in this monastery. You break your promise also. So therefore, that is the case for the Buddha put a dukkha there. But not for this case, because you are going in that monastery for a visit and come back and so forth. You fall in the offense, there you go. You have to stay there. Nothing like that.
另外一种，比方说你念四元园区，然后在这个四元园区，你去了四元B之后，你发现这个四元B很漂亮，比四元A更适合我。然后现在我想问这个四元A更适合我。 然后那个，然后你把那个花呗那个四元币给人比如说了，然后就是那个七天嘛，之后你也没回那个回到四元币，因为你想在四元币嘛待着嘛。然后这个情况你犯两个恶作，一个第一个恶作就是破原句那个恶作，你本来决意在那个四元币过三元原句，然后后来对，然后第二个恶作就是说你本来承诺的就是给就那个要在那个四元币待下去，然后你后来你说后来你说你不你这个原句我不在四元币待了，不在四元币，然后这是另外一个恶作。
这原句我不在四元待了，不在四元币。然后这是另外一个错，这两个不一样的错。
第一个原句是你前天没回来，第二个错是你本来去追的这个四元待，后来到另一个四元待，另外一个四元待。
第一个恶作带来的结果就是没有接来。
不是，有吧？有吧？那翻译是错误，我这样说那翻译是错误。
有瓦萨。
有瓦萨，但是你的原句破了，就是你没有问到一层全倒是，都是你没有问到一层全，因为你原句破了。
破原句不是没瓦萨吗？
有瓦萨，有瓦萨。就说好比我本来是一个瓦萨，第二年我本来是两个瓦萨过一盘去，但这个一盘就破了。还是有瓦萨吗？它是有瓦萨。我可以帮你确认一下。所以他说没有瓦萨的。I was thinking that if a monk breaks his vas, then is there any effect?
No, it says no, it does not, because it does not, it says. I think in Chinese you already translated?
Yes, yes. No, before I made a mistake, but now I corrected that mistake.
Are you corrected?
It's not corrected, but he heard this idea from some other monks.
No, no, Vasa doesn't break, Vasa means. Your senior doesn't is not affected. This is Vasa means it's not counting your years of ordination is different. Whether you spent your time in one place is different. Now this is about spending the time in one place. Okay? So if you break the time of spending in one place, your seniority is not affected. It is not affected. You count the years. So therefore now vasa it is doesn't mean your how many seniority vasa you have.
Okay.
It means how whether you stay for 3 months in one place or not.
那他说你就是从你达善那天开始算，然后就从你现在这个破破缘，就是看你是不是在一个地方，你度过三个月，然后跟你的戒腊是没有关系。
这样的，
对，
就是说我到这里来决议好以后，
嗯，
我就走了，
嗯，
破缘破了，但是我，
那你犯了恶作，
对，恶作，但戒腊会跟着我，
啊，就戒腊是只要你不犯所愿。
你听谁说的？在法珠说，他说你过了园区，你可以加一年的，不过了就没有了呀。在法珠，
对
啊，大家都很开心哦，过了园区有一个瓦萨了，没过就没有瓦萨呀。
我不知道，你我这么这么想，我没听说这个事儿。
我从来不想，他这个园区破了是指他个人那个受到那个过了园区就会过了一个。
对，
所有的
就他一个人，就他一个，
对，
对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，
因为你要念僧团，本来这个语言就是个人不是这个僧团。
那么呢，我再问一下，就是说园区，我就如果我在外面游就是行脚的话，我
园区你是怎么样行脚？你是怎么样？
我已经园区之前我已经在外面行脚了
啊，
就我就不回来了，但是我接了还是有的，只不过这个园区我就没过了。
对。
翻
个
座对吧？
翻个座，那应该说语言就是他们，就是你其实在外面行脚，你会可能会不到你本来寺院，但是念一个选一个其他寺院，在那个寺院度过三个月，不是说
一定要在寺院里面三个月度过，
对，
不能在外面游行
不能超过七日，
超过七日就是犯一个恶作呀，对吧？但是你接浪是有，
对，接浪。
然后我知道了，
如果一直在外面行脚，每超过七天一个恶作，每超过七天一个恶作，还是说？
这个做
是多的。So he's asking that if a monk is doing charika practice during this, what's it? He didn't stay in the monastery. He's still doing this charika practice. So in that case, is it true that every 7 days he will find one to get of this or not?
Okay. Yeah, the thing is that if one leaves the monastery, one should have some serious reason to leave. If there is no serious reason, one falls into dukkha. Okay. Whether one comes within 7 days back or not, one falls into dukkha if there is no reason. Because there are, next are the reasons I mentioned.
Okay.
7 days leave for Vasa, table 81, it gives the reasons.
Yes.
Okay. If you don't have, it's called satikaraniya. Satikaraniya means if there is karaniya, something business to be done.
Okay.
So you can leave, there is no together. But asatikaraniya, if there is no any reason, you want to just visit your friend because you have not seen him for, to drink a tea, for example. You have not seen him for long, just for fun. So then it's together. All right. Charika is the same now. Charika, I did not see Anuradhapura, Chaitya, I want to see Chaitya and so on. Or pilgrimage, all that dukkhatas. You can't go, there are no reasons. Are not covered under the serious reasons, you should be absent from your monastery, even for one single day.
There's only one dukkha, but he's asking if it's 40 days to dukkha or something.
40 days?
14 days to dukkha, 21 days to do like that.
And if your rainy season is broken, you fall into dukkha. After that, you don't. There are no more dukkha there.
Okay, okay.
Finish.
Okay.
You are a broken rainy season monk.
Okay.
So therefore, one dukkha only happens. It doesn't happen. 100 dukkha.
Okay.
然后他说这个就是那个这个这地方首先这样，就是说你那个你的那个七日不回来，那个语言就已经破了。然后语言就破之后就是再没有了都。然后这一点，然后那个张瑞达强就说，虽然是就是那个在语言期限，然后虽然是在七日之内，你是那个是可以处于七日之内，但是七日之内也是必须要有事务，然后这个事务就是那个表八十一，所规定的事务，对那些比较重要、比较紧急的事务。如果不是表八十一所规定这些事务，比方说你想出去吃星星饺，或者想出去去看看朋友，找朋友喝杯茶。或者说你想去安德罗德鲁去烧圣，这都不是适当的理由。然后在这种情况下出去，哪怕就是七天之内回来，然后你还是看恶作
七天之内，除了七天之内回来也办个酒。
对啊，因为他那个相关规定的意思就是说，你只能在这些情况下出去。
就是说无法
的理由，对，
七天之内。
对，
然后如果
出去一天，我不知道是出去一天还是出去一天之内，我问一下。
啊，就是说一个冥想，如果没有无法的理由，只要是一个冥想，
就是我不知道是一个冥想还是说只要出去就算了，我问一下。So he's asking that for example, when during the Vasi, he went out to see his friends.But he can, he comes back within the same day. In that case, is there any offense or not?
Same day, we don't know there is no offense.
Same day, there is no offense.
No offense.
But if a dog has passed, then
dog is passed and so forth, then it can be dukkata if there was no serious reason. Means asatikarani. Asatikarani means there was nothing for.You go without invitation, for example. Yes, there are invitation.
But his vas does not break.
No, the vas breaks if he is more than 7 days absent from the ministry.
Okay. 然后他说是这样，他说那个如果是没有无法理由，然后一天之内可以，但是如果说一过冥想，然后就犯恶作，然后但是如果只是过了一个冥想，然后你只是犯恶作，但是你的语言就并不破，你的语言就破只是那个七个冥想没有回来，那才破语。
确认一下，就好比我六月过生，我过三的，第二年的六月像过生日一样的，我就是一个瓦萨了，是这个概念对吧？不是说第二年要一定要过了
圆
梯才能加一个瓦萨。
This year June 18th, he got his Upasam. This year June 18th, he got his Upasam. And then next year, and day of June 18th, the next year, he will become one of us. Is that true or not?
No, not next year. Actually, immediately after the rain season finishes, you become one of us.
Ah, yes, exactly.他说这是这样子想，他说你不是今年那个六月十八号答上了吗？
对。
然后等今年十月份语言就结束时，你已经一个瓦萨了，你已经过了一个。
对，就是说语言区过了才算一个，
只剩语言区的时间算，只剩语言区
时间。时间算，就是说我是六月份正好后面一个语言区过了就一个。
对。
第二年再到十月份过了第二个。
对。
不是到第二年的六月算的。
对，所以我已经一个。
OK。
You'll be anxious, no? To finish the rainy season and then tell. Anxious.
大家可能很着急的，就等语言结束，然后就告诉别人我们是一个瓦萨。
哇！
Zero, no good, no. Zero, no good. Zero, no good.
零个瓦萨不是。
September, July, September, October, no? How many?July, September, October, zero. Zero was. After October, one.
当上的七八二几个，还是零个晚餐。十月份过了之后，你才有。
So then now, okay, now year it is. You must know the difference. suitable, you can put suitable reason.
Literally, there's a thing to be done, something like that.
Now, sati comes from ati.
Yes.
Ati.
Ati, okay?
It's not. Sometimes one says sati is mindfulness. Wrong.
No,
it's mindfulness. You can tell that.
Another word, yes.
It is from the ati, hoti. Okay? These are the verbs. Now, you see, sati is the ye, karani ye. These are, it's called in the locative case, no? Locative case. So, then if it is locative case, it is in the
if. Yes.
When. You can translate when.
Yes.
When. If. All these two prepositions, they take the locative case.
Yes.
That's called locative means satami bhaja. It's like so therefore, no, sati doesn't mean mindfulness. You can tell him. It comes from the verb ati, is, or hoti, is, be.
那个如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如果如
为什么，就是说是在有是或者有意思，这个地方你可以说有为什么有意思，就是英语里边问，就是那个在这个情况下，在这个场合，然后就是在已经有那个事的情况下，就是翻译成如果有事物。
Karaniya means something should be done.
Should be done.
When there is something which must be done, we can translate later. When there is something to be done, something.
I told them already because they already said Karaniya means something.
Karaniya, something to yes, something to be done, no? Be done. Translate.
这个是对那个基本法当中的一块的那个。
所以条当然他没写这个东西，那个对那个他实际上就是那个我看看，是表八十一，但是他问这个八十一，就是那个什么如欲听取的音乐，就是那个134页倒数第二章的，语言期间比库在冥想出现时必须在界内，不论在何时如欲听取的音乐外出，听取的
音乐，
对那个如欲听取的音乐，对。
We have also such expression like sati pachayi. Sati pachayi. Pachayi means if there is a reason for to drink medicine. Again, sati is involved. It's not about mindfulness.
然后以前我们学的有关药的介绍，然后他那个律令里边说，就是如有因缘，然后可以服用这个药。然后这个如有因缘就是张老刚写的那个sati pachayi。萨提帕彻耶，因为他的那个是也是位置格，就是在有因缘的情况下，然后那个可以喝那药，然后这地方萨提，然后他也不是正念的意思，也是有或者是那个是的意思。
So for now, if there is a reason, sati karani, you can travel 7 days, and there is no offense. Okay.
所以说如果在有事故的情况下，你可以外出7日，然后这是无罪的。
The opposite is sati karani.
然后相反情况就是没有合适的那个理由或者说没有合适的事物。
So then, then whether two days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, whatever, you go without any reason,
or maybe if one day, or like one day or two, 3 days like that, then dukkata. Now, it is satikaraniye, you travel and then no dukkata because, okay, but you exceed, make 8 days, okay, then what makes? Rainy season breaks.
Plus dukkata. 然后就是说，其实在有因措施的情况下，然后你外面超过七日，比方说八日，然后在这种情况下，你犯一个恶作，然后这个雨要继续过了。
Now, the Buddha allowed that if there are certain dangers, dangers from kings, from robbers, from bandits, from fire, from wild animals.
King?
Wild animals.
But just now you said king, but
king is not mentioned here. You did not put it, but in the Pali is there.
Okay.
Okay, Raja Andaraya, actually start like that. Ten Andaraya.
Ten Andaraya is the posted.
Yeah, same thing. Andaraya, Raja Andaraya, Chora Andaraya, it's not like that.
Okay.
They put it in different order, it's called harassment, it's not. It's called Andaraya. Means Raja Andaraya, Chora Andaraya, and so forth. It goes like Jivita Andaraya.
Okay.
That is called. If from kings, sometimes the kings know, because there is a, the kings come and so forth, the trouble monks inside. Some troubles. Troubles from kings, from robbers, from wild animals and so forth. Then the monk, if can't stay in that monastery. So the Buddha allowed him to leave that monastery and never come back again. So then he can break his rainy season, you know, to get rid of this trouble. In that case, his rainy season is broken, but he does not fail into dukkata. And again, his seniority does not, he does not lose his seniority.
Okay. 就不管是有国王啊、盗贼啊、水啊、火啊，还是野兽这些东西，你都可以因为这个原因，然后离开原住原居的地方。然后这个就是在这种情况下，你不犯恶作，但是你的原居还是破了。然后那个，但是不犯恶作，然后你也不会损失劫难。No,
means kings means any rulers. It can be all these forest department officers. They protect the forest and they find a monk living inside the forest and tell Bande, you can't stay here. You are not allowed. You have to leave this place. So, because we are protecting this area, we don't allow. Then they are just officers,
government officers, then the monk, what to do? He can't tell, no, the Buddha told this and that, and so what, I want to spend the religion, I make determination to stay here, I can't leave. That doesn't work. You have to leave. If they tell you to leave, they have to leave.
然后这个地方不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不
that case, if it is broken, then bye-bye with Katina privileges also. He loses Katina privileges, but not his seniority. Okay.
但是这种原因,破了原因,然后你也不能得到那个功能一特权。但是你接纳不会损失。Okay,
I don't need to repeat, no, because the translation here, what are the dangers, harassments?
然后其他会员就这样,就不给大家重复了。
Sometimes if there are a lot of quarrels in the monastery also, then one can leave the monastery, thinking that is a harassment, a trouble, then one can leave the monastery and not come back, break the rainy season. Now here, the suitable reasons, the karaniyas, it's called the sati karaniyas. Therefore, it is enumerated in table 81. Therefore, in the Ratana we can read.
因为那是张然念还是表表表表表表八十一那个七十一安就是相关规定。嗯。表八十一七十一，原来规定相关规定，仅限受持，受不受持均。嗯，你们你可以一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列一列 其他对象其生病后可好的仅见受解身以五动和男女之事为人未病除毁人除以毁灭的关系灭成见或者干妈是指做功德心凡事亲戚和朋友受父亲亲属仅见身以五动未病除对出家生活的疑对犯戒的常见各种他妈和出戒啥呢共
前面你说这个原句一定要在寺里读过啊
对啊
不可以在经寺里读过他是怎么说安居安住一个地方没说这个地方一定要寺院吗
寺院这个寺院这个寺院精舍就精舍那个词然后你说那个精舍它也算这个地方的寺院
就是说就好比我打个比方就那个我们那个马来西亚小班队他在马来西亚住过里面就在他那个精舍里面住过也算住过
对
他只不过在那里自立一下没有生产也可以算住过里面
我可以帮你问一下also he's asking that is it allowable for a monk to spend this vasi in a place where he is alone So where there's no sun. For example, isolated kuti in a forest like that.
Yeah, no problem. He can stay alone, but he has to have a kuti. But he can lock the door. He can't stay under the tree.
Okay.
And also he can't take tutankas like abokasikanga, living under open air.
Okay.
Or rukamulikanga.
Okay.
What is another tutanga? Living in the cemetery, yeah, but abokasika. Living in the cemetery is like that.
Okay.
So these tutangas have to be suspended for 3 months. He has to live under the roof, and this roof has a kuti, which has a door also to lock.
He said, So he's asking that
Share kuti, how you can one kuti to sleep to the same kuti with a labor,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
This is you can do it, but yeah, other rule on Sahaseya.
Ah, yes.
Sahaseya, you can't stay more than 3 nights with the labor. Ah. Except if the monk has to spend the night outside, which is also wrong. He can't stay. You have to spend the nights inside the kuti. Oh, except if the monk tells the layman to go outside for all night.
Okay.
But, so then, the Sahasya rule which interferes, not that you can't. You can spend in any house, even in the city. For example, in the village, if people invite you, one day come to your village and stay, they give you a puti there, or a house to stay. You can stay, but you have to determine that I will spend the rains 3 months here.
Oh.
And for 3 months, you can now go to other places and stay. So he's asking that during the what season before the dawn rising, you kind of leave this monastery. Is that true? At night, before the dawn rises, you cannot get out of the monastery. Is that true?
If you want to travel with some karaniya, some suitable reason, when to go, when?
Under which condition? I can't send because now.
To keep the Vasa, one must be in the designated area at dawn. So he's asking, what is the designated area?
Designated area means if you, the Vihara is designated area. Now you determine, Imasmi Vihara, Imante Mas, and Vasanapami, I will stay in this three regions. This Vihara, what means Vihara? Now, if the monks are inside the Vihara, when they want to, before they make this determination, they have to find the boundary of the Vihara. Boundary.
Okay.
What means Vihara? Now, in Naoyana, for example, they put this Bodhi tree. From this direction, if you go outside, it is the boundary. From the middle monastery is another boundary. And Matali side is different boundary. So therefore, all this Aranya and so forth, we have to define the boundary, to designate it, define it. You know. So then, and the monks have to stay within this area for 3 months. If they want to stay, to leave the monastery and so forth, we count according to dawns, to dawns. When did you leave the monastery? Before dawn, after dawn? Means if you have done before dawn, 1 day is counted. That day is also counted.
Okay.
So therefore now, if you leave, for example, the Bodhi tree, about 4 o'clock in the morning, you go outside the Bodhi tree, and you return on 6 day, on the following day, about 6:30 in the morning. Okay. Therefore, you have been absent from the monastery 1 day.
There must be a suitable reason for that. 那个菩提树在往那边走 那可以这样，你如果说你明天之前不行，明天顺便的时候你不在这里，那很，那是适于合适的原因。因为如果说你当时那个四点钟出去，然后六点半回来，然后那在这儿歇，你是因为有合适的原因出去，这就是这个法，是这样。
啊，那这个戒在巴黎地方，西马。
对。
啊，然后那个，那我还要问一下，比如说在城市里面。 这个别墅如果是在这个别墅里面的话住的话，如果这个别墅外面是有围墙的，就是比库能决议的，是不是一定要根据这个别墅的主人提供住宿这个主人的那个言语，然后比如说，他说那个，比如说这个别墅外面是公共的。 他只要请这个别墅在这个里面说你把这个别墅当成私院，那他在决议这个界的时候就不能包括那个别墅外面的住。如果是这个别墅外面如果带一个院子，比如有围墙的，然后他说那个整个从这个围墙开始算这个里面都可以当这个私院，那这个时候是不是那个如果里面其他的居士在里面住的话，在明孝生前的人他离开房子，但是在篱笆墙之内这个院子里面待的。
你上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上上
No, no, because he was outside, no, the other person was inside.
Outside the house. 他是这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个
For example, this is a Manasra, and Vishapitya Kriya is the Jututuku list. Then he's asking that, so for example, if a monk, he does not stay in Kuris for a night. Instead, he sleeps on the ground. But within this Manasra, in that case, is there any offense or not?
Yes, to use the kuti, no?
Yes, to use the kuti.
Yes, to use the kuti. He has to have a kuti and use the kuti during the rainy season.
Use the kuti means to use the kuti for sleep.
Yes, he has to stay inside the kuti. Otherwise, for what? Have the kuti just for decoration. This is a rule. If you see the Vasupanayika chapter in the Mahavadapana, for the Buddha put this rule down, because there are some reasons why he put this rule. I don't want to explain the whole story. But from that time on, now monks have to use a kuti, and usually they can't stay even before dawn. They have to come inside the kuti and sleep. You can't use, for example, go to the forest and sleep and then come to your kuti after maybe 2-3 days, whatever you like, during daytime, and go again to the forest. Means inside the boundary of the heart, for example. Let's see, give me the pen. So let's see, say some very beautiful tree here. So inside the heart, okay? How nice, I want to stay in the gate under the tree. And then inside the kuti is terribly hot. I want to be outside. And then this night he spends there, the dawn he spends there. Dukkata, because during the rain season you can't do it like that. You have to stay inside the kuti. You can't stay outside and so forth and undertake Rukha Mulikanga. All these Tutangas you can't undertake. That's called Apukasi Kanga. Therefore, if Tutanga monks can't stay, let alone other monks who don't have Tutangas like that. Therefore, all these are prohibited. You have to stay inside the kuti. It means during the dawn time you have to be inside the kuti. Now, here I told you that it's not Sahaseya. Look at that. If you go like that, it's not Sahaseya. But according to the Vasupanayaka, you fall into Dukkata. If you go outside and so forth during the dawn time, you are not saying inside the kuti. So he's asking that, for example, he must be in his own kuti, or he in some other buildings, for example, the sima, something like that. It should be, because you know, it has been assigned, certain kutis are assigned. For example, during every month before the rainy season, must make sure that he has a steady kuti to stay. Steady kuti to stay. Now, kuti means also which can get locked, lock inside and stay. So then, but if, for example, for other urgent reason, he has to stay in another kuti, So it's no offense, okay? Mm. Because still he sleeps under the roof, no? Mm. And it is locked, no?
Mm.
So that is no problem. But I will tell you what another problem which can arise, okay?
然后那就是渣渣太阳分两部分，然后第一部分是这样，首先就是在在在语言之前，你必须要保证自己有一个那个被分配的一个有屋顶，然后可以被锁住的地方，作为你的固定住。然后呢，但是但别，所以然后你按说正常情况下，你应该住的住在你被分配这个屋顶里边，但别人还有他一个紧急情况，你不能住自己屋顶，然后那个需要住另外一个人的屋顶，这也没问题。然后那个那个人只要那个人他地方也是一个屋顶，然后可以锁住就没问题。然后这是第一部分，然后第二部分他要求。
Now, like the third floor, okay? Going up to the heaven now. So, so then there is only one. No? There is no windows, no doors.
There's a door.
Means, as called, you can't lock it. It's just to pass through.
You can lock it.
You can lock
it. Yes, yes, yes.
Transparent, I think.
Yeah, it's transparent.
Therefore, it's not covered with windows. This cannot be cut as security. It's like on the nobody regards security as such. Okay. So then, therefore, it is questionable. You can better ask me, Gola Pande, whether you have fallen dukkha or not by sleeping there during the rain season.
But what you can do is that he assigns everybody who lives there a kuti. So because there's another monk who stays there, who usually before he does not have any kuti. But then another monk also. I mean, at least 2 monks are there. They have no kutis. They just stay there. But then during the rainy season, summon them. And ask, so during the readings, you know, all of you must have a kuti, like that. And then
he tells
like that. And then he gives the key of the kuti to those monks. But then he didn't interfere more. I mean, he didn't say you cannot stay in the same house. But he said you must have a kuti.
Yes, but you see now, Sima it is different, no? Sima, if you see, sleep inside the library.
Uh-huh.
Because that is covered, no? That is actually like a house which you can live inside. But up on the roof, birds can come in, everything open.
Yes.
So cats come in and so on. Therefore, you can ask me, Goda Banya, whether this can be cut, you can stay during the rain season. So, because open, no? So it's not a kuti like that. Nobody regards it as a kuti.
他说他认为他就是既然顶楼那个地方，然后在那个在原先那地方是这也是也在原就是其实也是不能住。他说那就是你们住的这个地方。对对对对。我上次住前我再问题。然后他说那个地方并不是有墙那个风险，然后也并没有那个可以锁住门。 所以说那个他说他说可以问一下那个那个圣堂部里。啊？那个墙啊，超过一万的话，是符合全覆盖的。So he's saying that the height of the wall is more than 1.5. The height of the wall in the third floor is more than 1.5 cubits. So it's
1.5 cubits. 1.5 cubits.
Yes.
But this is for Sahasaya. Sahasaya. If it is for Sahasaya, this measurement is about Sahasaya rule.
Okay.
About the rainy season, it should be a kuti, mesanasana, which it is covered, all the walls are covered and so forth, the door is covered. Because now the rain comes, it is raining.
Yes.
During the rainy season, it's raining.
Yes.
Okay? Therefore, monks should live in a protected house which no rain can come in.
Okay.
Alright?
Some kutis, the rains are leaking.
Leaking is different, but I mean now, not to have everything open and so forth, that if the shower will come, everything gets wet inside.
And
那就麻烦了，你们就不要去
那么做了。电脑房跟那个图书馆算是固定的。
他说算。
算。
对。
那我住在这里算。
对，可以，也可以住那个是禅堂嘛？对。
禅堂也算。
禅堂算，禅堂为什么不算？
啊？
禅堂
也算。
So he's asking about the opposite sound, we can sleep there. The opposite sound.
就是你可以住长廊，可以住上
面。Yes, you can sleep there because it's everything covered. No, there are windows. If rain comes, you can cover it.
Yes, yes, we can sleep
there. But the monks are sleeping up on the third floor with the tent.
With the tent, but sometimes they also sleep in the opposite sound.Because they
Samana
is
sleeping.
Not only Samana, but because also they sleep there.
And the Bosa?
Yes, the Bosa is
not wrong. Yes, no problem.
Okay. That's
the
So he's asking that, for example, if they. Tupa Tang? Okay.
就是他可能那个点儿正在路上，他踩名校点来了，他可能正在路上，他路上可能要赶上名校那些。
So he's asking that. So for example, during the bus scene, if he has to do a dinosaur duty, for example, during the bus scene, if he wants to do a dinosaur duty, then he has to come here at around 4 o'clock, like that. He has to be here. So in that case, there's a possibility that, so for example, when the daughter says he's not here, in his kuti, or even he's on the way to the dasa. So in that case, will he for going to
the... Yeah, but he don't have to look at such, because now he's a different purpose, not to stay while you're on the road, you want to reach another kuti. You don't want to stay like to tangamang under the air and meditate and sleep like that. Therefore now they are on the way, no problem, because you are moving, no. You don't stay. You don't recite. You don't want to recite on the road. So then you move and you reach another sanasana which is also protect by rain. No problem.
到另一个被污染覆盖作物处的路上，所以说这是没问题。
哦，但是在园子里边，比如说散步半个小时，这个也不行。
But he cannot go to go out for a walk. For example, at the time of dawn rise, he cannot go out for a walk.
Walking is different. Reciting is different. Okay.You want to walk, you don't recite, because you move. But reciting is different. Now, the Buddha prohibited monks to recite. Not to recite in some place which has no kuti. To recite, to stay, to remain, to sleep, to lie down, to sit. And so that means that these are the... What you want to stay inside, understand? Not to walk. Walking is different. Now, you want to walk, go for a walk.Before dawn, no problem, you can walk. Because so to get fresh air. But walking does not mean reciting. You don't stay in one spot. You won't move, you move. So now about where you want to spend the rain, the time and so forth, that is, you have to have a kuti. Reciting is different. Therefore, walking does not interfere.
他说这可以的，因为你去散步，这并不是居住。
那种情况下的时候
So he's asking that if this is true, then if he did this monk at 4 o'clock a.m., there's a lay person sleeping inside, and he went out and just walk around the yard. In that case, is there any offense or not?
So, walking around the yard, you told me a different story, no?He has to stay and so forth outside.
Stay outside.
He has to stay and so forth, sit outside and wait till the dawn. So forth.
Stay outside means he has to sit.
He has to sit and so forth, wait there and so forth. That is, if he wants to walk and so forth, how long time he can walk? Half an hour after he gets tired. Then he has to sit somewhere. Because if he gets out, what time he gets out?
Maybe 4 a.m.
Four?
4 p.m.
No,
maybe half an hour before the dawn, he said.
Yeah, no, now he changed.
Okay, yes, he changed.
Okay, if you want to walk for half an hour and so forth, come again inside the good, no problem. But
right.
How long time? If he goes, you see, here the times. He put in the beginning, again 4 o'clock. Up to 7 o'clock, 3 hours. How we can walk 3 hours or not?
但是但是你就这样式的那个没办法，然后那个走办法，然后进去抽烟。但是如果是真是那个那个那个那个那个四点钟出去，然后七点半才回来，你再慢慢走走三个小时，中间可能有坐下去吧。然后坐下休息，然后那个那样的话，一般。一段坐就可以了。啊，so
that means you can sit down. I will spend the night here, no? I will spend the night here because I can't go because of the elema. That is the main reason, no? He can't do that there. So therefore, he has to stay in Sadikuti.
So
he's asking that if his poster is always walking, but he's thinking that this night I will stay outside with this walking poster. Because there's a lay person inside. In that case, there is no offense.
If he likes to do like that, let him do. That's called, he's no offense because he's walking, moving, no. You must tell the difference between the two verbs.
Moving and staying.
Two verbs.
Okay.
Reciting is one. Actually, the problem is.
Okay.
Moving, no problem.
Okay.
Walking, no problem.
Okay.
Reciting, like for example, you want to recite to stay, to spend time outside, and so by sitting or lying down. And so not by moving. Therefore, moving is not a problem.
Sweeping, maybe pouring water to the flowers like that. Then is it a love? Because during that he's standing like
poor monk who is he has to go 4 o'clock in the morning do such things, no? For what? Because he wants to have the lay people sleeping inside.
I don't know. It's good. He can do whatever he likes. And so what? Only thing that he has not to have the intention to recite somehow in the spot. I want to recite here to stay and so forth and spend the night here. So then he can climb trees, no problem. He can climb trees. But don't sleep on trees, no? Okay, now here the reasons. What is the time? Okay. Here the English girl sent for. Actually invited. You should better to translate this invited.
Yes, the
it means sent invitation, receives invitation.
This is my translation.
What? Invite?
Yeah, invite.
Ah, okay.
Invited or not?
Invited.
Yes.
Can visit. Okay. If he is invited. He can go with invitation, whether it's ordained monastics or lay people, if they invite, he can go. So, but this invitation should not be just silly, for silly reasons. Okay? For example, if a lay woman invites, Bande, come, we have a beautiful garden, come to see how beautiful flowers we have. And the people, yes, madam, I will come tomorrow, I will take the bus and come as soon as possible. So that is not a karaniya as well. Just to look, to have a good look in the, to have a look in the garden, beautiful garden. So these kind of reasons are not valid.
然后他说但是这个这个那个是这个地方事情也是如法，不能是一件很愚蠢的。比方说一个女居士，然后那个邀请一个比比库舍，然后说那个僧友，我最不信，新盖了一块园，然后画画画一很漂亮，然后你要不要来看一看？然后这个比库舍啊，是的夫人，是夫人，我会很快的，很快的，很快的，你要去看。我这做事情外道，你再看。然后他说这些像这样的邀请都是不允许。
So, now if they can invite for dana, because they want to have, for example, some death anniversary of the person, the departed relatives. So, for some reason, they have some reasons what they want to donate, for example, something special to that bhikkhu. Okay? So, because they want to anyway, something like about donations, something like that. So the bhikkhu can accept these invitations.
Can accept.
Accept and so forth, and then go satikaraniya. That is a valid reason.
Okay.
To go.
Okay. So even this death anniversary, you mean?
This is for the donation. They want to give dana. Dana, I told dana for the death anniversary of the relative, like.
然后他说那个，但是有一些如法原因，那个是修行是可以去的。比方说那个他那个那个是不是有做功德，然后给比库布施一那个特殊的资讯，或者说不管什么样的资讯，只要是他布施，要给比库布施，这种情况下是可以去的。
Sometimes birthday, for example, they invite the Bhikkhu. One day it is my birthday, I want to give dana, to give merit, make some merit. Then the monk can accept. It's a valid invitation.
然后他说那个有时可能是他只是自己过生日，然后在过生日那天做点功德，然后那个请去世他参加英文，然后这种情况下比库是可以接受的。So
whatever the reason, they want to donate something to make something merit, okay, some meritorious action, maybe to listen to dhamma talk.
Listen to dhamma talk.
So these are valid reasons, some religious purpose, religious wants some like acceptable to, for monks to go. Not just to see a garden, as I told you. To see a movie. Come a good movie, Bande. Don't miss it. Bande, yes, I take my ball and ropes and come. So, there is not valid reasons.
比方说像这种邀请，比如说从庙前目的那种邀请，比方说像天空啊开始，比方说像像各种各样的功德，然后这邀请都是可以接受。但是不能是比方说那个像前面说的那个请比库去看看花园，或者请比库去看电影，然后比库就是穿衣拿波，然后这是不允许。
看电影本身就是半截。
So please ask him that by watching the movie itself, whether these people fall into any offense or not.
Maybe movie means some documentary movie like that. Documentary movie.
Documentary movie. It's allowed.
Documentaries are allowed. It is not for entertainment.
Because
these movies for entertainment are not allowed. For example, if you see documentary how the Buddha's relics have been discovered. That is interesting. Or how some historical movie, for example, in history in India and so forth, to understand how the Buddha was living there, some history, maybe not related into Buddhism directly, but somehow indirectly. So these are documentary movies, historical means facts. Who try the presenter tries to put forward facts. It's not for entertainment.
他说那种纯娱乐性电影是犯法的，但是如果只是记录事实的纪录片。 这没问题，只是记述是记录片，比方说那个古代印度历史，比方说假设这个佛陀佛舍利是怎么发现的，这样只是讲事实记录片，这是可以的。
记录片可以。现在那个有一个挺火的那个电视剧，就是讲佛陀的故事。
哪个电视剧小说
啊？
印度是有很多很泰国的普通话。
它是一个电影啊？
是我有个电视剧，那个电视剧我有在那个在四元反派，我有四元反派。
四元反派。
我不知道是他这是新疆语，是不是新疆语？我不知道新疆语配的音。
是不是中文？
也可能是印度人配新疆语配的音。
还有，我想问一下，就是说，那看电影的话，是翻一个准的还是翻多少准？
So he's asking that by watching an entertainment movie, is there only one dukkha or many dukkhas?
Many dukkhas. Can fool a dukkha. You see, you look movie, dukkha. Other somebody calls you, how are you? Fine. And again you look, dukkha. Again you look a bird coming. Oh, bird coming. And then again look, dukkha. You have to put your head only like that. On dukkha.
他说这个是这样的，他说比方说你在看电影，看电影，这是那个看个娱乐性电影，这一个恶作。然后在那个，然后比方说旁边你在看电影，他在旁边说，我就尊重你在干啥呀？他说我在看电影。然后那个演员转过去，然后再转回来，转回电影又一个恶作。然后在看电影过程中眼泪，然后看天上小鸟，再转回来又一个恶作。他除非你是在整个过程中那个就是什么都不听，就眼睛一直专注屏幕，这只看一个恶作。
这个受请的条件里面有没有就是说居士的婚礼或葬礼啊？他邀请你去，就算是
这是葬礼情况，他刚才已经说，就是葬礼上是做功德，这没问题。
葬礼算是做功德。
他刚说不是葬礼，他刚说，比方说周年纪念日，他这人死了一年，这是周年纪念日，然后他想做点功德。
葬礼可以。
对，葬礼肯定也是可以，葬礼他也一样做功德，周年纪念日都是做功德，葬礼干什么？
结婚也会做。
结婚也可以啊。
结婚我问一下，他没说结婚，我得问一下。
结婚是布施吗？
那个葬礼和做功德不一定是完全等号的。
这不是张老师，如果葬礼他想做功德的情况，他想做功德的情况。
如果他没有功德，仅仅是葬礼的话，
那仅仅他请去敲你去做什么？这是问题，就是
送金呀，
对，那送金就是宗教性的东西，他说是宗教性的东西，只要是有宗教性的东西。
如果他不让你送，过去就吃顿饭。
朋友，比如说我朋友，
对，那
是
我过去。
吃饭算
是一种算作，吃个饭那也算作，只要是给你做点捐献，或者是请你做宗教性活动，比方说让你念经，让你做开示，都算宗教性活动。
然后要完全没有功德，就在
那
站一
会儿
就
做事情。他做不到，完全没有
做。我朋友，我朋友不一定让我做，他们不是说
的。但是这个得问一下，如果是葬礼的话，看上午的还是下午的？下午的肯定就是没有饭吃。
没有饭吃，可能也还会给你开始，或者说再过一下就。特别难。So he is asking that the diocese invited monks to the funeral, but they didn't ask them to do any religious duty, or they didn't offer anything to the monk. They just say, okay, because we need some people to attend our funeral. We just need some people to attend our funeral. So when they please come to our funeral.But they didn't do any offering, and they didn't ask them to do any religious duty. In that case, is this kind of an invitation allowed or not?
You can go, you see, because now, especially if these are supporters of the monastery, supporters of the monastery, then you know these people.
You know these people.
Maybe they are relatives, maybe or some like, you met them before, and they have very good terms with them.And then you can go, you can accept this because it is just for now. This is not entertainment reason. Entertainment reason. Sometimes they might ask you to give a small dhamma talk. Or even if they just keep you there, usually monks they don't go there without giving dhamma talk. So then people they never invite monks just for to keep them sitting and monks are silent.They expect some dhamma talk for the monks.
Okay.
To alleviate the sorrow. So therefore, these are acceptable. These are just for religious purpose. It's not for entertainment.
他说这种情况，如果也邀请的人是你的亲戚、你的熟人，或者寺院的师傅，你就可以去。然后因为这并不是属于娱乐性的。他说他说一般情况下就是那个人们是从来不会就是邀请一个比丘去，然后不让你做任何开示。
在这种场合，在葬礼这种场合，他说让你去，就让你做开始，然后缓解大家的悲痛。
So he's telling that the
his friend, maybe he's a lay person, like that maybe he's a friend, maybe he's a lay person, but the inviter is not a Buddhist. So it means maybe he's a follower of another sect, and he has misha details. So this invitation has nothing to do with Buddhism. Maybe you just ask this monk to stand there, to attend, like that. In that case, is it suitable for this monk to go?
Why he should go? It is whether it is rainy season or not rainy season. Even if he was outside the rainy season, you have to think 100 times before going. Okay? Because these people might misuse monks. For their own purpose. Just to present the Buddhist monks as silly, stupid person who still sit there and so forth and do nothing.
Okay.
Therefore now one should consider very good the reason of going there. You don't accept like monks who are stupid, they should ask why I should come. What will be the purpose of me coming there? What service can I do for them? So then not just blindly accept invitation like that. So then even outside the rainy season, let alone during the rainy season.
然后他说那个，即使不在园区之外，你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你你 的。所以说那个，所以说那个，对，所以对这种邀请要去的时候，自己那个自己也去之前，也要想好自己去的目的是什么，然后那个别人带来什么利益啊，而不是只是盲目的接受这种邀请。
嗯。然后那个还有一个情况，比如说那个有师傅那个邀请。然后呢，那个不是，比如一个寺院邀请你去讲法，但是呢，他可能只安排了那个讲法加两天，
讲法就加两天，
讲两天的法，讲完两天法之后，那他是应该是在讲完法之后就立刻那个收了东西往回赶，还是说可以一直在那寺院住到第七个名将之前，然后赶，在第七个名将之前赶？
So the next time that, for example, if a monk is invited by another monastery, during the Vasya, the monk is invited by another monastery to give a Dhamma talk. And after 2 days, the Dhamma talk finished. So he's asking that at this moment, must this monk make an effort to come back to his monastery immediately? Or he can stay in that monastery for 5 days and then come back to his monastery.
He can say as he likes.
Uh-huh.
No problem. Because 7 days still time, no?
对，是。
就回来一天住一晚，就住一晚，
就住住晚上，就住晚上，
住一晚，
对，住一晚。
啊，但是这个我问你了，
啊，
这个如法自己有里面没有说为法吗？
为什么？
法？
不是为人为病不是吗？
啊？为什么？
如法是理由，第一个理由不是为人为病吗？
说啊，就是。你禅修，我说你禅修，
你这什么意思？你要去下线去禅修？
禅修吗？嗯。
张老师整个语言学院不禅修也不会上。
对，当然你说你做的，你发现四在外面有个好地方。
不是，我的意思是说，原句期间啊，修神通的其实不多，就是说。修神通的人他出去了，这个算是如法的理由吧。
修神通的人他出去了什么意思？
你说他去天津了？
不是不是，
待了稍微待一下七
天。天，我不讨论天界的问题，我就是说他这个世人他禅修，他正常在禅修，
嗯，
他神通到了另外一个地方，他名相一之前在神通回来，
对啊。
这个算如何理由算出去了？他因为他也不是
你如果没有过，你如果没有连一个名相都没有过，你不需要任何如法理由。这是如法理由，只有在你过一个名相时才需要如法理由。
啊、就这些，
这
意思说我当天回什么理由都没有都可以出去、啊。
对，可以。但是如果你过了一个名相，一个名相到七个名相，在这事你是需要如法理由。
七日里语言没规定。
如果他神功练一般，然后他出去了，然后比如说他要去日本，然后回不来了，我就是七天之内不想不死回不来了，这种算原句肯定过了，算
一天过了这个名相，
原句肯定不过，你说就是只过了一个名相，
啊，
只过了一个名相，
对，
过了几个名相，
一下到了日本，然后你感觉过了，
不是，我想问他过了几个名相，
过十个名。
Okay. So then, so he is asking that. So a monk during the Vasya, he is practicing his edict, second part. He is practicing his edict, and then with this kind of edict, so he travels to another country. With his edict, he travels to another country. But then after he arrived in the other country, he lost his second part. So he cannot come back to his monastery in these 7 days. In that case, will this monk break his vasin or not? And will he go into Dukido? That is the question.
If you break his renunciation, there is no Dukata because there is Antarayana. It is an obstacle.
Uh-huh.
Okay? He can't return.
Uh-huh.
Antarayana.
Uh-huh.
So, but, how he can travel to another country without passport, without it's called special permission? Yeah, so that is the thing that's called without visa. How you can go without visa to other
countries? He just applies to another country.
You can't enter under. You have to pass through the immigration.
Uh-huh.
Immigration run to enter other countries, no. So then, if he gets caught in that country, that is illegal. He is like an illegal immigrant. Illegal immigrant going in another country. So, so for that, he has to. Anyway, these are civil laws. No? If he be caught, no, he has to be dealt with the civil law. He come back now. He lost his ED, it's finished.
然后他说这个是这样，他说你像你说这个情况，那个对于原则肯定会破。然后但是不犯恶错，在这种情况下，因此算是你沾单，就是你的一个私算太远，就不犯恶错。但是这个情况下，他花了段时间法律要处置，就是说因为你不吃不着没有获得签证，直接进入其他那个国家，然后这是非法入境或者可能算你非法移民，然后这情况下时间法律可能会被你抓起来。
这个我也想问，就是说在戒律里面是。不算是，就是说，从像那个之前不有个介绍什么， 过境就逃那个逃税嘛，
逃税
的。那个贼商。
对对，但是你不是，这种就这个叫什么，就会抛了个什么？
就这么说吧。
不允许，他说不允许，
那个、
不允许，不允许啊。
啊，
不允许，
就这么说吧。那个，比如说一个人，他那个在修炼成功的时候，他去了印度又回来了。那因为按照法律上来讲，他只要入进入境，要给印度交
钱，就是交钱。
对，那如果就在练神通的时候到了印度又回来了，他没有交钱，他上车犯了，
但不然有借有。
对，因为这个你签证费可能算下来可能都够他们办金卡。
So he's telling that in this case, if this monk with psychic powers, he travels to another country with this ED, without asking permission from the immigration office of another country. In that case, does the precept of arena interfere or not? Because in order to get permission from the immigration office, you have to pay a certain amount of fee. So this monk didn't pay that. In that case, will this monk fall into arena or not?
Depends on his intention. If he does not know the rules and regulations, so then he does not fall into paratic offense. But if he really wants to smuggle himself, so then of course, if that is his intention, so of course, can also interfere, because it depends how much the fee is. If you calculate according to that, he has not paid that. So if you see the civil law and so forth, how much the punish for a person who immigrates illegally to the country, so then according to that you have to judge him that he actually transgressed the civil law, the immigration laws. So he has to become parasitical. Because he had not to pay the fee, he did not pay the fee.
他是这个迷惑动机。如果是这个迷惑的，他只是在纸上印，不知道入世境规定，或者说在纸上想练练自己什么，然后就这么飞过去了。这是不干不允许。他说，但是如果说这个迷惑，他的动机就是使用神通把自己偷渡到另外一个国家，那这有可能犯巴拉戒，要看。
就是为了省机票。
为省入出境费？他说是为省入出境费。入出境费，因为
你是为了省，如果为了省机票，
啊，
对对对，但是为了你省机票，人家就可以看没有机票的话，人家不让你入境。不是你直接就过去了，你是。不会经过。
如果他是这样，你知不知道这个规定？就是说，如果说你知道这个规定，你知道就是说自己明明就是不管你有没有机票，你的进入出境的时候，你应该交钱，你进入国家应该交钱，进入这个国家应该交钱。你如果知道有这个规定，你明知故犯的话，那就
好比我现在不是中国公民吗？
对，
我神通回中国不用交钱的呀，但是我省机票钱。
省机票钱就当然不算，因为那个飞机又不是你，又不是你。
但是我回来的话，
你回来怎么？
我回到斯里兰卡是免费的吧？
啊，对啊，
应该也不换，除非我到印度去或者到别的国家。
对对对，那当然是不办，
我就办了。
对，那当然不办，因为那个飞机钱你不是非要交不可，你可以不坐飞机，对吧？飞机钱你并不是非要交。
神通只能本国。
你已经取得签证，你已经取得这个国家签证，
你先把签证办了，
对，
我先交了。
反正就确认一下，七日离安居的相关规定，这个是这个规定啊。如法之理由是过一个名相，就要这些理由，还是七日的名相才要这些理由？
不是。过他刚草理那问题已经问了，就是过最早草理问的，就是过一个名相，然后就
当天去当天回无所谓你什么，
对
过一个名相以后就是这些，
因为一个东西当然比方你入村透过这一届三单一回，没有说原籍不让入村透过，原籍上还有人入村透过。有不太一样，有个那个做功德僧团事务。
是的，我是大部分一样。
啊，对。
就是那我举个例子，就是会有矛盾产生，比如说各有结盟，两个各有结盟。那我如果按照第一个，那就是说我认为各种结盟需要受请。然后呢，那在第二个各种结盟又受不受请许可，那这两个表述是矛盾的。
嗯。现在你在说
的
那
个是装备的，包括胃病也是。
嗯。
胃病也是各，一个是几天必须睡，一个是身体。
对，把对象已经框死了。对象也是对象，上面有。
嗯，不是，他那个对象之间对象也有重叠，对。So then he's asking that, of course, somebody leave for us. So then the reason for going here is, you know, sent for only means with the invitation. So we only with the invitation. Then he said the Dhamma business and Sangha business. Then here, not sent for.
Not invited.
Other people, if you those of a holy life, what are you following to them? So here, Sangha, this Abana is also Sangha business, no?
But anyway, it is.
Because the thing is that here is the confliction. Because the Sangha, if this is Sangha business, this is also Sangha business, then it is sent for only or not sent for?
No, Sangha business is different, you see. It is, for example, Sangha business can be different things. For example, because one has to convey a message, for example, from one Sangha community to another Sangha community. So the one has to convey a message. Just to convey a message. So one wants to, from on this monastery, what the Sangha decided about the matter, he has to go to another monastery, to another Sangha, inform them.
For some
other matter. Maybe that we go, for example, next month to India. Sangha is divided, they are going to inform the other Sangha. Some Sangha business. So therefore now, for that he has to make invitation. Because it's not important whether you go to India next month or not. So then, but if somebody invites you, one day we want to need this information, please. Come and inform us how to go, how to travel, and how to arrange the buses, how to organize the trip. It's about Sangha business.
And here the Sangha business is actually Sangha means parivasa or
parivasa. Parivasa means that this is about Vinaya Kamas.
Okay.
This is not about Vinaya Kamas. Some other matters.
他那各种节目应该那个，他应该只限于第二个。就限于第二个，然后这个地方你应该看那个英文版。我中文版这个地方有个问题，就是我不是直照英文版译的，我是从另外一个地方直接粘贴过来的。
英文版
对，英文版是对的。对，英文版是对的。然后对，就按照英文版，但是英文版也有一个小的问题，就是说他没有说各种节目，就是说那个如出对嘛，他直接是给了一个僧残出对，然后僧残那个其实僧残他的意思应该是指那个别住啊马拉达这些东西，然后其实也不限于别住马拉达出对，包括僧残的各种节目。也所以英文版也不是完全没有问题，所以我当时为什么抄这个中文版是这样，但是我没想到抄的时候它有些问题，中文版也有问题，就是两个都有问题。对，回头看一下。
Okay, now another point is not sent for, not invited. If one is ill,
yes.
sick,
yes.
this is not covered.
It's not covered.
yeah, he's nowhere. It's not who put it, I don't know. But it's not covered. If you, because I checked in the Mahavagapalin. So if one falls sick, one that he's supposed to travel and for the doctor, for example, alone, without invitation from the doctor, without invitation from anybody.
But I think, are you sure? Because the Chinese translation, the Vinipitika, it seems that this reason is there.
No. I'm 100% sure because those days when I written my Vinaya book, no, this German Patimokkha.
German Patimokkha.
So I checked this very thoroughly. There is nothing. And in also we also learned from our teachers, formerly and so forth, that if one not sick and so forth, one should not travel without invitation. The only thing now you see in that case is that if one falls sick, and the other monks tell Bande you should go to the hospital, come and so forth like that, then one can accept invitation from other monks.
So that means this he or she should be here, not here, should be here. Okay.
但是他相对不是说其对象是父母，父母生病了他没有邀请母爷应该也可以去吧。
嗯，他说是，他说那个这
If others are sick, one can go. If others are sick, it says in the Vinayabhidhaka. If others are sick, for example,
others
another bhikkhu is sick.
Another bhikkhu is
sick. Yes, and without invitation, one should go and help. If one wants to help.
So here others means sahadamikas.
Any sahadamikas.
然后他说，然后他说同伴行者就是那个僧，就是这个地方说僧尼五正，然后他病了，哪怕他没有邀请你。
Without invitation, one can go. To parents, no problem.
Without invitation, you mean?
They belong to the Sahadamikas. But about for all other lay people, without invitation, shouldn't go. One brother, sister, no, can't go.
他是这样，就是那个什么地方，就是那个谨言僧尼五众那个胃病是应该去的，但是因为后面对父母来说有个其他对象，他是其他对象是没有客房的，所以说那个是包括在内的，没问题。不是，是这样，因为那个是那个仅限受请，然后说对，是这个意思。父母就不是单列的那个其他对象里边的，对。
那这张表其实我觉得这张表应该讲的是这个结构性问题。
对。
那
首先
受
刑
应该分僧尼五众跟男女制分开，
对，
然后那一块各种结构跟男女制有关系。
对，我也觉得这么弄，但是他原本就那么弄，我后来我照抄的时候就这么抄的。
居士请僧团过来做结界干嘛？这个
居士可以请僧团做结界干嘛？做结界干嘛？
啊，可以吗？就居士跟僧团说那个我想把这个地供养给僧团，请僧团来做结界干嘛？
So he's asking that. So if the dayak is they want to offer a piece of land to Sangha. Land to Sangha, and they invite the bhikkhus to establish the sima of the Sangha. Establish a sima there. In that case, is it allowed for bhikkhus to accept this invitation?
Yeah, because it's actually for the sasana, something like that, like for the religious purpose, no?
Oh, so that means dhamma business and sangha business.
Sangha business can be all sangha business, because actually this is to be offered for the sangha, no? It's about donation. Donating is about donation. Can be your sangha means it can be also for that. Because it's something to do like Vinaya Kama,
like 这是可以。他说，然后这个是属于那个仅限受请如法事理由里边那个僧团事务，因为你这对尊严是不是关给僧团的？对。
那这两个
初一会实际上原那个原在英文版里边，对，只在那个滴滴受不受女性课里边有。初一会那个只在那个受不受女性课里边有，而不是在那个第一列里边。不是，受不受请均可，仅限受请。对，是仅限僧尼五众。对，然后还有父母。
啊，对，
再加父母，对。就这个表是有结构性的东西，对，看起来是比较那个。
那居士如果就是对居士吧，就是普通居士啊，就是非众的。对他们有没有受不受请均可的有法律？因为貌似这么看的话，就是男女居住还是一点任何理由都没有办法
So he's asking during the Vasti, if the lay people, if there are some lay people who are not your parents, who are not your parents, but in that case, if they didn't give you any invitation, then you should not go to their house. Is that true?
During the
rainy season.
To go to the house without invitation?
Yes, it's not allowed. No?
The parents.
No, not parents. For lay people who are not your parents, is it allowable to go to their house without their invitation?
You can go even outside the rainy season, you can't go without invitation.
Oh.
It means outside the season also, without invitation, you can't go to the lay people's house. Like for what?
So he's asking that is there any reason to go, but you can only go under invitation. Is there any reason as such? You can go to Sabrahmacharins, but you can only go under invitation. Is there any reasons like that?
To Sabrahmacharins to go under invitation only?
Yes, under invitation only.
No, it's the Pali tells whether Pahite, Apahite, the Buddha tells no problem, you can go. Whether they send invitation or they don't send invitation, you can go. This is what the Buddha tells.
Sabrahmacharis. Okay.
They might invite you or might not invite you. You decide. No problem. You are free to go.
So then he's asking that for parents during the Vasti for parents, except for sickness, is there any other reason to visit the parents during the Vasti?
For parents, for any other reasons to go to the parents, to see the parents, to
yes.
visit the parents?
Yes.
It doesn't say, now, usually if a monk travels, he should have some good reason to tell them, like silly reasons, to tell them good morning and how are you and so forth, and come back. So, what is the whole trouble to go to visit your parents? Just to tell hi and so forth, how are you and go back to the monastery and so forth. It should be some reason, otherwise the parents will think this our son become more stupid than he was in lay life. He just comes, tell us hi, how you, and he goes away. So then they will have fun with him. So they will ridicule you.
So then he's asking that is it love without his parents' invitation? He himself went back to his home to give his parents a Dhamma talk. Is that allowed?
Yes, no problem. It is allowed. If he
no invitation. No invitation. Huh? No invitation at all.
Yes, he can go. That's what it is. It's called. He can go chant the parita also.
Chant parita.
Parita or give him dhamma talk or if they have some, ask him. If you have any problems, health problems, can I help you? Something to be forgot. Some good reasons, or just for to be service, to serve them, to help them, so something. If they are sick, you go to help them. Okay. You don't go to get things. Good opportunity now to ask him from a laptop. You don't go for such reasons.
然后他说你可以那个可以就是不仅父母邀请然后直接回去给他讲好或者给他们送护衣巾这都是可以的当然你让他说他们病了然后你也可以主持不仅他们邀请直接回去服侍他们当然这应该是好的原因不能说别人指挥家为了跟父母邀请他比斯不是病
So then
That makes sense 还有位没有 那你可以对上一个英文，就是说那个他那个英文，你看，我打开我自己英文。没有，我会有，不行，这这这这，咱们几个重新对一下，那英文版没有，删一下。啊。 表八十应该是在绿藏的，等会儿，这个，原句签。我这原句签太长了，我想偷个懒。我可以飞，不，我看看是吗？我看看是吗？ Maya katambunyam samina namo ditattva Samina katambunyam maya katattva Sadhu sadhu namo dhami Oka sadhuara tene katam sabbama chaya kamatme
Kama
Sadhu kamatme
Shugyota Shugyota Nibbana Vajyota
<音>我的不知道对为什么把绿藏和厨艺单列了我的意见是我们先把那个绿藏绿藏里边这些对先看看然后再拿个例对照清因为这玩意儿就是不能二手到三手资料对因为为什么因为长老我当时问题就是我翻译这个东西时候我还没怎么用那个思维所以说当时出了很多问题我要是以后我当时有了思维以后再翻译这个东西没什么问题就我想说这个因为那个长老他用词跟这个用词不一样长老并没有说是因为长老说的说法所以我就想说长老说的这个跟这上面写的有关系我们知道那因为那我有绿藏就可以跟他对因为他就拿巴黎对